As Manabel Fisio, boy and Kjol Shaw, lick thou corra endut Clairnigail. I'm Robert Gutting Carslach, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to bring you this edition of Clairnigail. In the English language, as Sahilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Dutrish, William Gell is describing the goings-on of the open-air meeting of Tynwald on Tynwald Hill there. As he was writing early in 1906, with the final part appearing on the 2nd of June, he was evidently thinking back to the events of 1905 and previous years, and in fact what he's written raises some questions. Son yna chyrt, da hansel as gretel ar ei fegit sy chael, lyg dyn lias fwyroch, corlach y dyn eroch, da yunw sien, da gedyn reirw, er nod y fel gort ar sy tîr. As manad fel y gedyn reirw, da jyn y chwliw yn cair jaw gedyn bes fwy agres. The church sought to reclaim midsummer from pagans by making it the feast day of St. John the Baptist. By the old-style calendar, that day coincides with the modern calendar's 5th of July. But before that, John the Baptist, before he came in, the day is associated with Manin and MacLear. Tawis geisjach rish radio banning stasiun the nasiun, viscol er scaliamach by Dulish, Alan Vanin. The traditionary ballad which tells of Manin and MacLear as the protector of the Isle of Man from foreign invaders. Ah, we seem to have gone on there. Ah, that's an Rithanachjin away, SN signed off Edden Macrit the Gulair. Now, the traditionary ballad tells of Manin MacLear as the protector of the Isle of Man from foreign invaders, making one man on the bruise appear as 100, and making little boats out of sedge which appear to be great war galleys. And Kirjan Kujak sang that for us there, the finest choir to sing in my front room, as they did yesterday afternoon, Guramai Muyo the Jaru. Now, William Gell has mentioned the legislature convening to promulgate the bills they'd enacted. He goes on to describe some of those taking part. Deemster and some of lesser note repeat the lessons learned by rote at Manin's Witenagemot. Now, the Witenagemot was an Anglo-Saxon national council or parliament, also known in shorter form as the Witan. Now comes a part that raises questions. Sturdy and bold, Glenfaber Bob steps forth and, opening wide his gob, trots out his classic for the job. The Deemster then, like Encored Song, to make it plain to old and young, repeats it in the vulgar tongue. Well, this is a reference to fencing the court, and so Glenfaber Bob will be the coroner of Glenfaber, presumably. But round about the turn of the century, the coroner of Glenfaber was William Kermode. Then a year later he swapped round from year to year then after for a few years with the coroner of Michael. And the coroner of Michael at this time was Philip Teer. So there were no Roberts there to make a Glenfaber Bob, so I'm not quite sure who he's referring to. And the member for Glenfaber wasn't a Robert either. Fy hansel ys gretel eich lasen plan y lias foerog trefi lor drysyn dynnu sieseg, myso y chydchyrt ren hansel snaw mach as y tais yn ni, ys ren i chymsach y mir yn dychlach yn ail, ys chaws fad gol mach ys mein y cheil, ren i lieg y daw tŵsiam fair ys fair, ys na san mi trefyn ei sal jain, fan y mir yn dychlach yn ail lonrach ys yr ei holys, ys fy hansel ys gretel leibl dychosn yn redog gys yn tairis. Ach yna chyrt had clas yn plan y lias foerog, ta hansel fedd yn mach da fel yn dorys fo glas, as na fod i cost na mach as da gedden mir yn da chlach yn ail rys. Ta lias foer cor mir da arnde cach jaw, as da hansel jyn o brwliach jyn fyr ega, as ta lyg a tŵsiwm cyn ieg yn chaws tyd gul y red. Ega fwn lawr yn gretel rhain yn arnde er hansel, fer sgelio sien ega rys y red. Eish fe arw carla, as hae a fas da beg sia, as a denk pech yr rys on the pech yn bogda. A great midsummer fair or no, traditionally the herring fishery started on Faelion, St John's feast day, as this song tells us. Here Philly Gorn gets into singing mode, skeel, sing of man in veg veen.
Nion da bech a stech o mac a cold, a new to shog a lish and se, a new to se me git a mosh fech a hosach is tash and nish, hoidi merins van a ni, in lium vele ja has a frai, dach sien da stakrel ton, da chole sole spinion.
Ah, we've jumped ahead here one place. Right, we'll try again.
Fan yng Nghyfyn trans mi'n y cyn o'n gyd y lenni sier yn bredyn o'n gorys ys na bredyn saith gorawdd y charach na'n meddyn son ffeilion fi mwyll gor o'n y gan son wab yn sgyddan hi sy'n cyn rhaid eich yn elia gwn os na'n siol ffôn charan hi'r y gyfyn y siol yw'n mynd yn taid a hyd fan o'i ain stiag sy'n ffeithian y i gyn y mren ys y ffeg yn yn meddyn Yn yn sien, y gofyg as y fwc fara Toi ac yna bu yn ei gestio Feg mynd yn man y clic yn chicken Pig mys ys rôn dys dwyl ys na long Ys di gyn sain ond stai hygen Ond stai wyg yn fwyt a job Fel yw'r ys pael chyn yw'n ys liga Ys lia a fi fai dy gol y lai Trefys mynd yn leis yn siafa Fi pyt mig egne drikkerhoppe. Op når man hos det, den går til med gin, grej, der kan dig en pusse volde. Vandene vil en tons mine, kitten og en chi til en i stjæren. Sætten og nu går det til sted bredden, cykel, røde, rækken med den. Som pæl, jo en image, går runde, ikke en sådan weapon, skal den. Sikken med læstjøn, en jeg guld, uslen, sjål, fun, kæren. På vandet med vintons minne, kitten og en chi til land i stjæren. Sætten og en kortet til snabæden, cykel, røde, kæren med den.
Ah, well, huishene for Yerra Hall as for Shen, Skeel as an Aran, Man in Vegbean, Skeel and the Song of the Manx Herring Fishery, Man in Vegbean, Philly Gorn singing there with the band. And the Manx herring fishery traditionally started on Faelion, but not if Faelion was a Saturday. It's an overnight fishery, and that would have meant going out fishing and then coming back and selling on the Sabbath. Well, they wouldn't go out on the Sabbath evening, the Sunday evening, so they would eventually have sailed on the Monday, with the first sails on the Tuesday, as happened in 1828 when Dorothy Wordsworth wrote of it in her diary, and as would have happened this year. Tre ren Hansel as Gretel Dusta, for Dorachan Hion, as ren Hansel Gurgicha, Hur Begege, as Durte, Furiach Tamil Beg Gretel, Derabisanais Giri, Eshbima Jabel the Agana Red Tai, Yorish Bruliach and Naran Tamir Scaly Air. Merso Trevanais Suspair, Giriad. Ach, a dodad fedden Bruliach Erbi, Jane Aran. Nodder au jeenly na kelia, jeenly na maren, jit, as a hrogel nisad. Ba Hansel smunion fuddy de jinnach had fedden a red force, ni ai shed as ulyu. Ach, a denkeliau. Hai a drumbu fudden a he shen, as fayan lay a gain, vayan vorigus of nyaster beg, ach a dod dad fedden a red och mach as a heel, as vagris moor oru. Nôn yr aw fegoch di o'ch beris na ghe bod eibl dy fflwga. As trefyd chysgu na dodd ffreil rys gol y red, renad llais is fo bilia, as heng cadl orw. With regard to Glenfaber Bob, William Gell also glosses the word classic, which he puts in inverted commas, and his note reads simply Manx. So he's saying that the coron of Glenfaber fenced the open-air sitting of Tynwald in the Manx language, and that the Deemster then fenced the court in English. Well, from 1888 to 1906, William Kermode promulgated the laws in Manx. Some Tynwald members stepped in from 1906 to 1910, when an Lyder was appointed, apparently because no one else could or would read the laws in Manx. From that time, so a special person was appointed, an Lyder, to read the laws in Manx. It wasn't until 1967 that the second Deemster started promulgating the laws in Manx, taking over from an Lyder. At that time, that was Charles Muirdew and Robin Charleston Crane. And for a number of years, he was in the church and in the procession and on the hill with nothing to do at all. But from 1972, and Lyder then became the first person to fence the court in Manx. Prior to that, it was only noted as happening once when it was done by the Speaker of the Day, A.W. Moore. Mulligheren's March, played by the trio Barul, a version of the tune of which W.H. Gill based his 1907 national anthem on, for which he came up with those eight verses.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Siodiw stasiwn y nasiwn radio fan ein rys crefus rach las neg y tre ton a chler neg eil. Si, Robert Gytyn Carswell mis, Robert y Carswell ach mwta.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Rys siacht yn lwg da chler neg eil gul rysgelia mach ti gedyn rach las yn rys trwyd yn y dega radio fan ein as y chraman eis rys. The podcast gin genius, vis regadin nasty er in a dega radio banim, na trud an rai chair the podcast ed, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Famed Tinwald Hill, historic mound of earth from every parish round, through ancient dynasties renowned. Thy triple sword would indicate a bond of union with the state, and Manin's great triumvirate. Manin's great triumvirate is glossed as the three legs. Well, the tradition is, as they say, that on Tinwald Hill there's a sod from every parish. I'm not sure what he means by thy triple sword, because Tinwald Hill has four tiers. William Gell had three sons and a daughter. I don't know whether they had a granddaughter called Phyllis or whether he's just applying that name to refer to a child he saw evidently racing up and down the hill, either after the ceremony, perhaps just when visiting it on another occasion. This is what he writes. Huge steps, which Phyllis, trim and neat, with supple limbs and nimble feet, essays to mount, intent to beat her fellow chits, mid laughter merry, with cheeks out vying rose or cherry, but finds the steps are awkward, very. Fe nesherjit de vein trasvora nirisvaden yngel tain in era. Vadriu korebel guller askusenach, sha shen herenet fedden machter out eern sorges a gale. Sja, sjen, wat fedden macht er oud eeren soldiers a geel. Als man er oud kunne er jit de leer, weger dan edden bes, wij agres. Mush mun lai, honnik ad ushag elen, gobeen as jachter, ne saai er ban glen. Als goil de ren gemillisch, de rennet stappel de eeschachri. Als tre huggen ushag kjon neer sjen, rennie scale je macht na skien en ek as detil je rauw. Als daire durri. Der a renka tie beg. As high a nushig de vein a sai er a clay. A stre henkat na sneather, honnikat der awa tie trogit as aran, as when clay jint asperinen, as when unyag jint as sugar solus. Ni much goil perche shaw doot Hansel, as be lunya brow ein. Nim me perche in clay, Gretel, as for the us goil perche in unyag, be blas millishek. Marsor en Hansel Sheenosus as Vrishe Pishjane Clay. Well, we heard Phil Gorn singing there just before with the band Skeel. Here he is singing, accompanied by Annie Kissick, and it's a song called E as Lay.
Is lemon night.
grey health sign now far up down for the outcome and there you
Phil Gorn and Annie Kissick there, the song Ears Lay, a development of a fragment that was collected in Lonnon, because it's a song that's associated with Ballarach, and Henry Skillicorn, a Lonnon man, was on the shore below Ballarach somewhere, and he was captured by pirates and taken away, and he was a fiddle player, and on the ship he made up that song as well, which is mocking the people who've captured him. Eventually he had a life at sea. He became a rich merchant in Bristol, and he married an heiress, and when the heiress inherited the land, it was in Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, and he saw that there was a spring of water on this estate, and so Henry Skillicorn set to, and he developed it, and he was the man who developed Cheltenham Spa as a place where a lot of people visited and became very well known, and it was the basis of the town's success. So that's Henry Skillicorn of Lonnon and the fragment he wrote, Ears Lay, which was developed by Phil and Annie there, and to that song, Ears Lay. Gau Hansel nus pis jane chlei, inrig yn the gedden ma creu fech a blas jay. As for Gretel na siad a wegen unig, as there any caid ni ori. Eish, Chilad corei hanna gillach mach fai chau stai. Shulga, shulga, gurish luch a trai. Coi vi shulga eg ma hai. Ys dregan a pechen. Na cor gael bi, fin ar ach dy ghia i. Ys renad freil rish i gyn fei burit. Ren Hansel tre hwrei mach dyr awa chle blastel fi fai, goel nus glawd brawdi. As ren graeth gretel tar mach runtag mŵr jain unig, as hai sys as gawi toiach der. Eish, dosil y doros, as hank sian ben mach as, as ish croma lorg achlis. Fa Hansel as gretel aglit as, as renad lig a tujum na bons na lawanek. Lawanok, ach renna sian ven snoggle a kionek as dwrti, ah, ma fechen fin, crenacht henk siw dy fe yn sio, sain diw chits diach on as tanacht dan merym, bys yw tŵl ieilach daw. Cha bys yw tŵl ieilach daw. So from St. John's as we are, and now a hasty glance at Peel, home of the mollig and the creel. Deepest regret each soul must feel for that departing industry, when Peel folk, busy as the bee, reaped the rich harvest of the sea. Inconstant heron, love of yore, the fickleness, thy fickleness we all deplore. What lured thee thus from Manin's shore? We hail thee, monarch of the main. May Manin's prayers be not in vain to bring the old love back again. Well, the fishing industry has had its peaks and troughs, and in 1906 the Manx herring industry was clearly in a trough, though Manx boats still went to other grounds, including Kinsale for mackerel up to about 1916, and to the Scottish grounds for herring. About 30 years after this poem, a new fishery developed in Manx waters for scallops, and then another 30 years after that for queenies. I remember Terry Kringle was always very anxious to cover the start of the herring fishery, but at the time he was doing that, what he didn't realise was there was really only one boat participating in it. It was mainly Northern Irish boats. Now, in the Irish cycles, Mananon MacLir is linked with an island called Owen Ulach, and Ulach is to do with apples. Because of the strong identification of the Isle of Man with Mananon, it came to be looked on, the island itself looked to be looked on as Owen Ulach, and in its Latinised form that was known as Eubonia, as in the song performed by Ruth Keggin and Rachel Hare.
Cheek, cheek. Can grin to railly, son salge out a kennel sigh. Then will ye fin a smonach true, my shot a jane kundas moo. Molly de merums van a knee, and lunvile edge has a vry. Dark seen as dacrel ton, the whole soul is brim yon, the bech a stech on a cacol, the new to shog a lush and set.
Mostly what we heard was a worldly song composed by a cleric who went on to be Bishop of Soden Man, Samuel Rutter, and the song was Eubonia Sailjach, Eubonia Bright, as I say, Eubonia, a Latinised form of Owen Ulach, and there we heard Ruth Keggin and Rachel Hare, and at the end, Rachel also sang a little fragment called An Grainveg Orn, the little grain of barley, which of course was used for brewing purposes. It's been but a glance towards Peel from Timbald Hill, and Gell continues. Slewallion stands in bold relief, the miniature of Tenerife. Well, I fear he's fantasising there, but anyway. But speed we on, for time is brief. Our way lies over hill and dale, and passing by, we must not fail to cast a glance at Foxtel Vale, with mining once in busy state, but sadly, at this later date, of Laxey Glen, the duplicate. Now, Foxdale Mine started in 1724 with good returns going until the end of the 19th century. Despite the impression that Gell gives, the Foxdale Mines were still in production, although costs were starting to outweigh returns. He compares the situation with Laxey, but decline there was bolstered by restructuring in 1903, and in fact mining continued in Laxey, as we all know from Stuart Slack's song, until 1929. In Foxdale, though, the end came in 1911, when, even though the miners had agreed to lower pay just to remain in employment, the situation was unsustainable and work ceased at the end of July 1911. Lurkshen, René Jean Dow Del Yavi Beg Ben, as Hug Hansler's Gretel at Heen and Lyaru, as Ved Smunion the Rowed Uns Nyau. Gedrau imirca hian ben cho kindjil, vin a drach witch, va lai cool chlais on pechin, as we er hroggle the tai beg je yawn de chlaina had. Lurk dau ach we stai vun chliach de ek de varawad, de chogra ad as de iad, as eish we lana failure er a son. Jerk va sulian a witch, as chadoddy fagin fader a chorer bi, ach fy cil sorl i'r ec golwn y bain, as fy ffys mai ec tref y creitwr yn dynioel chyt fer. Fy cil sorl i'r ec gwrs yn y bain, as fy ffys mai ec tref y creitwr yn dynioel chyt fer. Tref y ffys ec dyraw Hansel ys Gretel chyt, renig gera dy gonlysach as dwrti dy bogysach, tad emys as ha dynad skip eil fwm. Good cheesy finish there. More music by the trio Barul, their version of Yawn Sachfona, Mona's Delight. Stashun and Ashun Tanay Shaw, Shendagre, Radio Vanning. On Shaw Towers Geishach, Rish Clare Nagale. Merrimpeen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
The march of Savora, Rosh Maraun the Pechin and Douche, Jiri the Yenoru, as Chowds Vat Nin Lion and Gadler, Hushi Oil, as Legan and Kroon Rusach, Durti Rihin, Crayen Gin Biemus. Esh Gawi Graham J. Hansel, as a Lau Fiochichek, as Renny Lee Jailis Jack on Stable Beg, as Renny Dunas Jack H. Chow Hulu J. Clear. As quish as we gillach machas grege, we ons verdeel. Es hai back as Gretel as Renny Cray as Demi mach, sus liat litcha, cor liat ostia as gin coger a rinach mais on the vre, te chow muis a stable, as sign de we bait, trev te rawa de lure, nim ie. Gau Gretel toyach der kenia de sharu, ach we ons verdeel. Feoru, feori, geno creer bi van drach wit shirori. As mersov and sort share the vi ernachogra son Hansel Bach, chouds had do a gretel veg a schligen parten. Dach mara yinach in chan ven golgus a stable beg. Here, to the westward, by the way, we promised but the other day to count the charms of sweet Glen May. Well, in fact, at the end of the first instalment, Canto 1, as it became, after going down the east coast from Douglas, round the Sound and coming up the west coast, he writes that Dalby Point stands sentinel of fair Glen May. Though sorely tempted, by the way, we'll count its charms another day. So now here in Canto 8 he finally does so. Dame Nature's handmaids, amply trained, with wisdom by experience gained, their several forces here arraigned, each into service now was pressed. And this fair glen was duly dressed with all the beauties of the rest. Nor did they stop at this alone. Stamped with a beauty all its own, 'twas chosen for their sovereign's throne. Its charms so eerie to the sight that goblin, boggle, gnome, and sprite soon chose it for their court by night, the rustic folk to scare and fright. We go back to the band Skeel, and this time with more music about Mananan.
Mananan, 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 Manan
Skeel, with two songs about Manan and Cred Tenri and Manan and Beg McAleer, about going out on the fishing boat and doing well. For all the bits and pieces that William Gell writes about here, the two bits of folklore that I can think of associated with Glen May are the Buggane of Glen May, who made off with the lazy wife over his shoulder, but she just managed to escape by cutting the strings of her apron. And then down at the shore was where the Manx, the Munja beggar, went down to repel an attack, perhaps leprechauns from Ireland or boggarts from Scotland, and they beat them off in a battle observed by a man who made sure he kept his head down and didn't let any of them see him. People in Glen May as well were particularly worried about a Cab Lustre, a water horse in the glen down from the Spoot Ruhr, the big waterfall. Anyone foolish enough to try to mount the Cab Lustre would be taken down into the depths and drowned. When people had just very small numbers of cattle to help support their family, the Tara Lustre, the water bull, coming out of the river or any stretch of water and tempting away a cow to its death would have been an economic disaster, so another bad thing, the Tara Lustre. Chow mui jen clear, yinachi ilach mach, Hansel, shin mach the ver, the vodum tickle be rowered the lure the lea. Ach yn ach hansel sy'n yma craw feg, as chydod yn sian fen as chow ffers na sŵlion ec, fag yn na fôn, as ys sylt yn dynnu mer hansel fôn, as bu goel yn dys dymwn yr awi na tit dy fe na sriwra. Tref y cair siach dyn yng ngol sia, as hansel gi yn dy hanach dyn chwtana, chol i y minid, as hyr awi arltach dwrth yn y soja. Nish esh gretel dame ere nienveg, jin sire as tar nusha, bel hansel rower na veli kale, len of erach te orm marway as cogre, o huis seachen ver ere huur boch, tre boch veg de rowe uri corli an usha, as huis ren the jay roll a sheis herishna legen an ek. Ye been coonlien tammy guiort dilly. De bergsen er wij iertek bij een faais geel, lekker goed slu, bergsen en geden best goedjach. Oh, we had this in Gullah's Gargan as well, but here we are again with Greg Jochen and Barul in search of Mananan.
And leave your bread and beer, leave your warm and tender touch and all that you hold dear. Hey ho, leave your home, it's time to go. And leave the baby in its cot, leave your bread and beer. And take me to the mountain through the mist and failing light. Take a seven lantern with us deep into the night. Well and out across the moor, seek him where the savage cliff touches to the shore. Hey ho, seek him high and seek him low, seek him down the deepest well, out across the moor. We came at length upon the ruin where carved into the slate appeared a mighty fortress that was sealed with golden gates. Can you let me know, is the Nazca home? We came upon a fortress sealed with golden gates. Across the fury fills the air, a blinding flash of light. And as the gate begins to move, a giant voice calls in the night. Who is it that broke my sleep? and who that has no fear, and who that dares to lead the way before Manan and MacLean.
Jochen and Barul in search of Manan. Na gin bor orm lish the gobern, dot and chan ven, te the sledden uns for dale. The morcher morrer gain ver gretel iri, for the nile as lina churra. Hoyacht nimage funye, dot and chan ven, tamir chowen och hanna, as a hastener taste. Now, having given a roll call of these figures from folklore associated with Glen May, William Gell concludes, "At least, so says the historic wight, and I suppose he must be right. And yet, I should be quite afraid to vouch for stories of this grade. I'd sooner call a spade a spade." I think the historic wight must be A.W. Moore in his Folklore of the Isle of Man. But that's rather hedging your bets, isn't it? Telling the stories, but then giving a disclaimer at the end. Ach, mae dy lŵr yn y manner, neu mae dy lŵr eit yn treir dyt ych o'r cion er ych leisio. Chris Pearson is your host for the next 2 hours, bringing you the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening. At 9, Judith Leigh is here with Sundown to ease you into Monday morning, Tynwald Day. Claire Nagale comes to a close with Clash Boer celebrating Manon and MacLear. A cardness shene, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cutin Carl, or Robert Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Creorts, as Dutz, my Yerian share.